from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on The Fan Upstate.
Joining us now on our live stream at Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, Twitter.com/TheFanUpstate, The Fan Upstate, or The Rob Brown Show on YouTube and The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. He is an NBA analyst for BetQL Network. He is also the don't give him more than he already has. Also the executive producer of BetMGM Tonight, which you can hear on these airwaves every single weeknight from 7 until 11 p.m. and the former executive producer of The Better Show. Thank you for the hype for Bet for the Cycle, which airs every Saturday from noon to 4 on the BetQL Network. He is Mario Heron, a.k.a. Hatin' Ass Mario. What's up, Mario?
What's up? What's up, guys? Pleasure to be with you today on a Wednesday morning. And I say Lonzo banged up. I think that's a new hippity-hop term for you.
Okay,
that
banged up. All right, yeah, gotcha. That's a safer term, too, because you could say that and people know that. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Getting banged up at the Scott Stapp show.
You know, you actually could get banged up, literally.
I got to tell you, dude, it's been a long time since Rob Brown's been in a mosh pit. I don't think I got it anymore.
I'm more thinking about rail sliding and things like that.
I have taken a dramatic turn for the worse as I've approached 40. This is correct. Hey, Mario, you heard all the discussions we had towards the end of the last segment. Before we get into any of them, my theory on the Boston Celtics in the direction of the NBA, which is the Celtics figured something out, which is do not focus on a superstar and have the team cater to them, but more importantly, build something around the superstar where a superstar can still be a superstar, but an entire offense works through them, to them, not just dedicated to let them do the thing, which is what I think Jason Kidd did with Luka Doncic in these NBA finals. Joe Mazzulla, somebody that I beat a lot on this year, did the opposite for Tatum and Brown. It let both of them shine. What are your thoughts on my little theory I built there?
I think you're onto something, especially because a big emphasis that they have this offseason and that they've mentioned over and over again is that they need to re-sign Derek White to an extension, right? That's a guy that, you know, took the Denver Nuggets last year. They kind of let Bruce Brown walk, and that was like kind of like, really, you're gonna let Bruce Brown walk and he's like gonna replace him? And they saw that was kind of weakness in the team this past year. Not saying that's the reason why they lost, just saying that's a key role guy that left team. And every NBA finals team, you see kind of like the key role guys going to lie because some team will overpay for them, and then as that other team overpays for them, that team, the title team, kind of takes a hit from it. It shows that Brad Stevens, one, is one of the smartest GMs in the NBA. He knows that he has to get Derek White on a contract extension. He still has 1 year left, so it's not like a need, but like it's kind of a need. You also still need to re-sign Tatum to a max contract that he deservedly gets. I think it's around $315 million that they're going to get him for, like 5 years, which is just insane. It does, and I think it, this team also shows is that we're kind of going away, if you will, with the super teams. Like, the super teams just don't work anymore, right? Like the three superstars, the two superstars that are top five players in the NBA doesn't win you a title anymore. That's just not going to do it. Because when you do that, you spend all your money in that and nothing else. And the Celtics are an example of why you kind of got to divvy out the money everywhere. And, you know, you could come back at me and say Brown and Tatum aren't superstars. Well, they're not top five players in the NBA. There's top five guys I would take over them in a second. Maybe even more, honestly. I could probably push a seven or eight if you really want to go there. They prove something. But that being said, you referenced this, Rob, and I disagree. I don't think they repeat at all. I don't think they make it out of the East next year. I really, really don't. I think they had a lot of luck go their way. And I think relying on KP to have another helpful season is a lot to ask for.
So a couple of things. Number one, you are correct. KP had to go through a whole season. We know he's getting surgery. We know he had a rare leg injury. I still don't even know what it exactly was that happened that he's got to get sliced and diced for. And you're right, KP may never be the same guy. But if there is a dude from that starting five that I would replace, I'd rather it be Porzingis. Derek White slides so well into the third player role besides Brown and Tatum. Drew Holiday, I think the one guy that probably deserves more talk than anybody else in the NBA out of the role player community. But like, I agree, and we've talked about it. The narrative at length was no Jimmy buckets against Miami, the loss of Spida in round two against Cleveland, the loss of Halliburton in round three against the Sirs. I'm not over it. like all that's fine, but let's also not pretend, Mario, like all these players were out and Boston was going to six or seven games. They kicked the asses of every team that they were expected to beat without their best player. Add Jimmy buckets to Miami. All right, maybe it goes six, right? Add Spida, a healthy Spida. Maybe Cleveland gets it to six. Maybe. Add Halliburton for the full series against Indiana. I'm going to be straight up. Boston was just a better team than Indiana. Maybe at length that goes to six. I still think they win those series 4-2. So who in the East is going to make the jump up that is suddenly going to compete with a team that is not just as good as last year's team, assuming they bring Derek White back? But again, a lot of shooters available in the free agent market, I think. Even if they don't, who's going to be the team in the East that jumps up now that Boston, not only is this good, but they've gotten over the narrative and now they've got all that confidence and any mental block that having choked so many times might have had on?
So first, I think it's, remember too, like I think Al Horford retires at the end of this year, which is like pretty huge for Celtics. I think he retires on top. So right away, I go to Bucks. Like, but the Bucks get help, right? Like, they just, Giannis Lillard never got to really play together in the playoffs. They come back another year stronger. They have a coach for the full time. Team's insanely old, but still just not someone you really want to face in the playoffs. Also, this relies on where does Paul George go, right? He has a player option this year. There's rumors everywhere that he's going to go, right? If he goes to Philly, I think he gets into a Nick Nurse system, which I think he'd flourish in. That's another title contender. That's another thing that could take him out. Obviously, I'm saying all this. They still have to re-sign Tyrese Maxey, which I bet they will, obviously. And then Embiid has to be healthy, but Nick Nurse versus Missoula, I still take Nurse. So that's a team I'd watch out for, especially if you get Paul George. Ooh, that's really, really tough. Another team that could land Paul George. What if the Pacers get Paul George? They made this run with no second superstar, really. What if they get Paul George? That's a pretty stacked team that just had a playoff run of experience. That's not going to have the Atlanta Hawks experience of, oh, now we're just bored of the regular season because we made a deep run. Now they're going to come back pretty hungry. They're going to come back a better team. They come back with Paul George, who's hungry for a title, comes back home, if you will. That could be a serious team that could knock off the Celtics. The Knicks, I think, lose OG because I feel like OG wants a bigger contract. But let's say the Knicks get like a Jimmy Butler. Well, if Jimmy Butler goes, all right, I'm like done with the Heat. The Heat decided to trade him. They go to New York Knicks. He gets back together with Tibbs. That could be a pretty dangerous team. I just think this league is so talented. What if Magic take a step? They have a lot of young talent. They just had their first playoff experience. What if they take a step this next year? DeMar DeRozan is a free agent. Let's say a team picks up DeMar DeRozan. Let's say, like, I don't think he's linked to it, but like, let's just say like the Cavs pick him up, right? And he has something to go along. He's a second unit scorer with them. That could be something that's pretty dangerous. Maybe the Knicks get him. Knows Sixers, again, also in that category. I just think there's this Eastern Conference is so talented, and I'm preparing for Boston to lose Horford. I'm preparing for KP to not be even close to as healthy as he was this year. And this year, yeah, he was healthy, but he wasn't healthy throughout the year and was like half himself in the NBA Finals. Side story, why the hell is he playing 2 days ago. Like, when he's on the floor, I'm like, dude, you're whooping their ass. Send him down. He's getting in the ring no matter what. But it's the league's too talented.
Let's talk about Dallas for the flip side. You brought up Paul George a minute ago. Is it just me, or is Paul George like the perfect piece to pair with Dallas right now? Because let's be real. They had a good run. The win over the Timberwolves was exceptional, though. I have brought up the fact that I think the Timberwolves were designed to beat Denver. I think they knew what they needed to get by Denver, and I think they kind of got locked in on beating Denver to the point that they dialed in so much on having the right chemistry for Denver, they forgot that there's other teams in the playoffs, and it kind of came back to bite them a little bit. I absolutely subscribe to that narrative. So if I'm looking at Dallas, I'm thinking I need a perimeter player who's a shooter, but most importantly, can account for Luka's defense, because let's be real, it got exposed as a liability in this NBA Finals. Paul George to Dallas, to me, makes a ton of sense, but I will say this. I know they plan on running it back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Primarily because they got a lot of these guys locked in. A lot of these guys aren't going anywhere for a while. If Dallas doesn't make a move, Mario, Dallas is not going to win a title with Luka Doncic, and that would be, to me, kind of a disappointment, to be honest.
I'll go one step further. They won't make it to the finals. Like, that, similar to the East, like, the West is a gauntlet, right? And I don't think the Timberwolves, like, are desperate to make a move this offseason. I think they're the ones teams that I would make the argument that they'd be fine staying put. You know, like, I think they have the pieces, just something just didn't bounce their way. That's fine. I think if you're the Mavericks, you go, all right, we clearly need a guy off the bench to lead our second scoring. They clearly need that. Like, I think that's their biggest need. Luka defense is pitiful. That's the thing you have to live with. I think you shoot for the stars and go to Paul George, and then you land on the moon and you get Malik Monk. That's what I think they do. I think Monk would be perfect for that team. I think he'd be perfect for the second unit, having a good scoring option. 15.4 points this past year with the Kings. I think he'd score even more than that in this Mavs offense. I think he'd be huge for him. I think that's the smartest move to go. And they got to make a move, because I don't think the Thunder are just going to stand by. I think the Thunder are also going to be pretty aggressive. And let's say the Thunder like land Paul George, right? Like, they have a ton of cap space. Like, why not go there? That could be extremely dangerous for everyone else in the West. Like, Nuggets are only going to be more sharper. They're only going to be better. And I don't think that Mavericks, yeah, they beat the Timberwolves, but I don't think they would be able to beat the Nuggets in a series still. So they have to make a move. It's you can't stand put after this year. You got to get Luka more help, and you can't rely on him to play hero ball. And you got to have a little conversation with Kyrie, because the performance by Kyrie also in the NBA Finals, Celtics or not, boy, was that.
Yeah, it was disappointing, I think, to say the least, from Kyrie Irving. I mean, you can't definitively definitively prove that the Celtics fans got into his head and that it was too big of a moment for him, but I have a real time accepting that's exactly what happened. But again, to me, and I kind of put this into contrast to the Boston Celtics, Kyrie and Luka's games don't complement each other. And to me, Jason Kidd never figured out how to make the offense allow that to happen, which is wild because there's more difference between Luka and Kyrie as both players and their game than there is between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, right? I mean, those two guys are, I'm not going to say identical players, but they play remarkably similar games of basketball. But Mazzulla, again, a guy that I beat the crap out of and that completely owned me by winning an NBA Finals, Mazzulla looked at this offense and figured out a way to go, we're going to find out who the guy is that's got the hot hand. We're going to make sure that both of these guys understand, hey, if Tatum's hot, Brown, you're the facilitator. If Jaylen's hot, Tatum, you're the facilitator. If you're both hot, we're going to make sure that you guys are getting the work. And if neither one of you is hot, we're going to make sure that we're playing a two-guard front where you both become assist monsters. Whereas I look at Dallas, and I went, it didn't matter if Kyrie was having a great game or not. Game three scored, 31 points, 32 points in that game, and it still didn't matter because you basically took from everywhere else to give it to Kyrie. They never figured out how to make their offense complementary to two guys. I'm not saying you can't do it with two similar players, but somebody called the show a couple of days ago and pointed out that if you look at Luka's efficiency rating and Kyrie's efficiency rating, they were only at their highest when the other guy wasn't on the floor. And if I got two stars and I can't put them on the floor together, I got one star. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. And that's a very, very good point. And also in the Kyrie thing, he had a really good year this year. Who's to say he doesn't have, I mean, all four, also on the floor had a year, but who's to say that this upcoming year, we don't see little offseason Kyrie, little off-floor Kyrie coming to play, right? Like, who's to say he doesn't go back to his old ways? Who's to say that he opens his mouth about something? Who's to say that he tries to just does something to disrupt? Like, that very much could happen again if you're Dallas. And then is Jason Kidd going to be able to wrangle him back in? Can that happen? I don't know. Luka has a lot to work on mentally as well. No more complaining to the refs. So my friend told me this the other day, he goes, I think there should be a rule that you, as soon as you win an NBA title MVP, you then have a right to point to the refs. Like, that should be like a main. And I was like, that's a very good point. So I'm going to apply that rule to Luka. That's it for him. I'm interested to see what they do. I want to say right now, like, they're beating the West. Rob, I still take two, even if they get maybe slightly better, but it's two to three teams. I think Thunder, I think Wolves, I think Nuggets all would go vastly above anything that they do. And for ladies and gentlemen, please, this is June 19th. Please do not buy into the Phoenix Suns. Please do not buy into the Phoenix Suns. I will say again, do not buy into the Phoenix Suns.
I don't disagree. Here's my question. We all kind of felt that way this year, right? Like part of the reason I made the mistake of putting a couple of bets down. One was Mavs in six. The other was Mavs in seven. Six because I really thought it was a possibility. Seven because the odds were, for some reason, dramatically higher to win in seven. I guess because they would have had to do it in Boston. Because I got myself, and I'll ask you if you can explain why this happened. I got myself, Mario, to a spot where I went, I can't doubt Dallas. I doubted them against the Clippers, which is probably the one series I should not have doubted them in, was against LA. But I doubted them against the Clippers. I doubted them against the Thunder. Again, looking back, experience matters in the NBA playoffs. It's not a cliche anymore. It's just a fact. And then I think, as everybody else did, doubted them against Minnesota, and they won that series as well. Three series in a row, I doubted Dallas. Three series in a row, they won. Series number four against Boston was the one where I went, I'm not doubting this team anymore. And they got shellacked in that series. What was the difference? Is it Boston was that much better than everybody else? Would Boston have run roughshod through the West if they were over on that side? Was it something that changed? Is Joe Mazzulla just secretly a freaking Einstein of basketball? Like, what changed? What did I miss between the playoffs and the finals for the Dallas Mavericks?
Well, when I know, blame you, because in the NBA, when in doubt, take the team that has the best player in the series, right? And Luka was the best player in this series, so you kind of got to lean that way. You got to go that way. I think what went wrong for you was the bench of the Mavericks versus the bench of the Celtics. That's where it kind of went wrong, right? Like, the bench of the Celtics is an experienced bench. Obviously, Mazzulla, you know, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we don't really know what Mazzulla's trick he had up his sleeve. Like, we really didn't know. We didn't see it. The secret lineup, if you will, that all these NBA coaches have when it comes to playoff time. And Mazzulla's very early on, guys, you know, we saw the secret thing he had was KP off bench. And that's thinking being the guy off the bench. And the Mavs didn't have a guy off the bench. What? You're going to rely on Josh Green, Kleber, who with one shoulder and a rookie Lively to come in and like do your scoring? They didn't play Hardaway until what? Game four he came in and played, and he was a huge liability on the defensive upside. So it was the bench of the Mavs that just didn't match up at all to the Celtics. And they were overwhelmed, to say the least. And I think that's what really, really killed the Mavs in the end, is we're going to have to lean so hard into our top two guys. And you saw it like multiple times in games when Luka and Kyrie would have these huge first quarters and the Mavs would be up. And then as the game went on, you're like, oh man, like the Celtics are like that, you know, UFC fighter, that boxer that just keeps applying pressure, and you're throwing good punches, but he's eating the punches and he's delivering more power back at you. Sean Strickland's on the other side. So that kept happening. They kept dwindling down, and it's just the guys around the Mavs weren't champions yet. The Celtics guys were all champions. So I think that's the difference, is the bench.
All right, last one, and then we'll let you go. You got about 60 seconds to answer this. The Lakers. You heard me talk about them as well. Anthony Davis, I just don't think is the guy to be the guy. LeBron can't be a facilitator. He's still kind of got to be the guy. I don't think that's his game anymore. They get spurned by Hurley, who decides he wants to stay at UConn. We don't know if it was a leverage move. He swears it's not. Whatever, you're negotiating with UConn. Yes, it was. Now it looks like J.J. Redick is back in the driver's seat of being the coach. This team's a disaster. This team's a train wreck. Is there any hope that the Lakers can get it turned around, or would it be a smart move for LeBron to get the hell up out of there this year?
It's a clown show. It's a clown show. It's a disaster of an organization, and they're a bunch of idiots. Like, that's just what they are. It's a bunch. Plinka's not smart. LeBron did GM and ended up not being smart at all. They don't believe in them at all. J.J. Redick comes in. Great. I bet J.J. will be a very fine coach if he wants to in the NBA. He's not going to be with the Lakers. They're handcuffed on everything they do in the future. The organization stinks. They stink. Do not buy into them. AD can have a great year. LeBron can have a great year. They will always stink. They're not real. They're not true. They're nothing. They're literally nothing. They're a shell of what they used to be. Don't buy into anything they do, anything they say. The Los Angeles Lakers are done for the foreseeable future.
Gosh, I hope one day I can help you come out of your shell and tell people how you really feel. You know what I mean?
I can't stand the Lakers. I can't stand the Lakers. I'm so happy Dan Hurley really gave them the bird and go, yeah. Offer me all this money in the world. Let me show you how embarrassing you guys are. The Los Angeles Lakers give you a call, you answer. No, I hung up on the first ring.
By the way, Mario, you're the executive producer of a nationally syndicated show. You can't almost cuss, bud. You got to be better than that. I've tried to help you all I can, you know?
It's for the bit. It was for the bit.
No, that's what it is.
He didn't.
He saved it.
It was testing me to see if I was.
That's what it was.
I mean, you know.
Producers looking out for each other. Yeah. I get it. Sorry. Exactly. Executive producers looking out for each other.
There we go.
Make sure I get that.
You were about to be correct.
Hayden as Mario. Mario Heron is the executive producer of BetMGM tonight. He is also an NBA analyst for the BetQL Network. When Mario joins us next week, we start turning our attention back towards the world of football, and I will expect a very thorough Copa America breakdown from you next week.
Sure.
You don't even know what that is, do you?
No, I do. Go America. Okay. We're taking it, baby.
Making sure.
He
knows more than I do.
Yeah, you do.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.